The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome to the Did You Know Show, and did you know that today in America there are more guns than people? Now, some would find that hard to believe, while others would just say, that's just reality. That is occurring in America today. Add to that, Americans love their guns. Add to that, however, their fear, be it rational or irrational, that in the future there would be social unrest and guns will have to be registered and an extremely large fee paid in order to have them. Additionally, the mayhem that is occurring in our metropolitan areas, especially cities like Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, just to mention a few. In the news, that's all we hear, the mayhem in our metropolitan areas. It's made quite evident that if you think registration and fees are not possible, then just listen to this. Did you know that in a recent action by the city of Lowell, Massachusetts, it is now required that any person requesting an unrestricted right to carry gun permit must submit to the chief of police an essay, can you believe that, explaining why they want that particular right to carry? Additionally, the residents of Lowell are required to pay up to $1,000 for firearms training and fees in order to get this permit. So you say, is this country of ours going nuts? Whether or not these new restrictions in the town of Lowell, Mass., and many other locations eventually stand up to constitutional scrutiny, I'll let the courts decide that. But the point is, these types of restrictions are being proposed. And yes, I'm sure that there's a single mom out there that has a crazy ex or boyfriend that has threatened her and her family, can wait months and have time to write an essay before obtaining a gun and that permit to carry. So you might ask, why am I addressing this gun stuff? Of late, whenever there is a shooting or some form of violence perpetrated on the populace, the anti-gun folks come out of the woodwork and claim it's the gun or the firearm or the number of firearms in our hands that is causing this mayhem. So you say, how is it that the government or a local entity can say how many guns a person should have? Remember, we do have the Second Amendment. If I only had one gun, I can only protect myself. If, however, I have more than one gun, I can give my neighbor the means to protect himself or herself while he or she is waiting for approval to buy, register, or receive a carry permit for that gun, and thereby not only protect themselves, but keep our neighborhood safer. Now, according to the latest figures from the United States Census Bureau, there are approximately 318.9 million people living in the United States. According to a 2012 Congressional Research Service report, as of 2009, there were 310 civilian firearms as compared to 306.8 persons residing in the United States at that time. This was obtained from a Washington Post article by Chris Ingram dated October the 5th, 2015. If you look at the historical record of gun sales just from the last election, you'll see that gun sales have skyrocketed. Did you know that if you had been intuitive enough to think of the gun company stocks and have invested in either Sturm Ruger or Smith & Wesson stock, your portfolio as to these two stocks would have increased by over 900%, as stated in a New York Post article dated January the 5th, 2016 by Kevin Dugan. Now, I don't believe that each person in the United States owns or has a firearm, but what the numbers mean is simply that some have one while others have many. Additionally, if one chooses not to avail themselves of the right to bear arms, that is their right. Here's a short anecdotal story from me. While sitting around at the local coffee place, we guys kind of talk about stuff about guns and firearms, and I mentioned that I had personally liked Colts. and I was the proud owner of one in particular, but I was also looking for another Colt, a U.S. Border Patrol 357 Magnum revolver, manufactured by Colt. My friend remarked, "Oh, I like Colts also, but I don't have that one. But I really don't know how many Colts I have altogether anyway." Think of it this way. I, being a first-generation American, started my collecting late in life, while he probably was the recipient or beneficiary of passed-down guns from his relatives and wishes to add more to his collection. But again, I state, who's to say how many firearms we are allowed to possess or own? Is it the government's responsibility, or is it what freedom imparts to us in our free American society, specifically through the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, that permits this activity, called gun ownership, or the right of the people to keep and bear arms? Now, first, I'd like to answer the primary question of what is a gun. According to Merriam-Webster, it is a piece of ordnance usually with high muzzle velocity and comparatively flat trajectory. A portable firearm is a rifle or handgun or a device that throws a projectile. But in order to compare apples and apples with regard to the United States government, we can't do this because they don't define gun. But what they define is firearms. So here, Merriam-Webster says, firearms, a simple weapon from which a shot is discharged by gunpowder. Now, the United States government defines firearm in Item 3, Title 18, United States Code, Section 921, Part 1, Chapter 44, Sub A 3. The term firearm means any weapon, including a starting gun, which will or is designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive. Such term does not include an antique firearm. Now, if you're interested, the United States government goes on to define in this Section A 31 different and additional categories of items relating to all kinds of things like destructive devices, shotgun storage devices, and lastly, under subsection 34, body armor. Now, if you're getting a bit weary of definitions, I don't blame you. But the simple truth is that the government does not have a simple answer to most questions and definitions, as in the case of the definition of gun that we started with in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Now, let's get back to our primary discussion. And by that, I refer to the number of guns in the United States and the so-called havoc they supposedly create in this great country of ours because of the gun. So where do we go from here? If what we are told almost on a daily basis by our government is that the number of guns correlates directly to the amount of murder and violence, then it would make sense that the less guns an area, city, or state has would correlate to the amount of violence taking place in that city, area, or state. The United States is an extremely large and diverse populated country. Many cities and population areas with high density to low density populations. How then does all this talk of more guns equals more gun violence stack up? We have all read the stories of this or that city being the murder capital of the United States. But what do the statistics really show us when it comes to actual homicide violence? Now, looking at the United States and cities in general, we find that the number one city is the homicides with a high rating of 49.9 killings per 100,000 residents was St. Louis, Missouri, with a population of 318,000 persons. And on the bottom end of the killing scale, we have a low of 0.4 killings per 100,000 persons, and which was found in Chandler, Arizona, with a population of approximately 250,000 persons. That's not too big of a spread. What that means is that a small town, approximately one-third the size of another, but has only 1/125 of the killings. These figures are from the 2013 data sets as provided by Wikipedia. There does not seem to be any correlation drawn between big cities and small cities. Another example, San Antonio, Texas, and San Diego, California have relatively much larger populations, being roughly 1.3 and 1.4 million in population, but have murder rates that are only 7.2 and 2.3 murders per 100,000 people, respectively. How does that jive? Additionally, these statistics do not break down as to weapons used, but when one looks at the FBI data, one sees that firearms are the most often used weapon of choice in homicides. When one looks at gun ownership by country, the United States is definitely number one, with 112.6 guns per 100 residents. But when one goes to the international homicide rate, then what we find is that the United States is no longer number one, nor is it in the top 10 or the top 20%. The United States homicide rate is close to 4.8 per 100,000 residents. So you might ask, who is this top gun? And believe it or not, it's in our own hemisphere, the country of Honduras, which sits with the top gun rating of 91.6 murders per 100,000 population. So I guess if one were to draw any conclusions, It should be that trying to correlate the number of guns with the level of mayhem, violence, or homicide supposedly caused by them as to the number of guns, that argument completely falls apart and has no merit. Well, folks, I hope you have enjoyed this little segment of the Did You Know Show. If you have comments, complaints, or questions as to what I have said, then do contact me at shout@theflypod.com. So long. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know Show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.